it seems to me that something that the United States government is very deeply involved in right now, particularly now, is the torture of the inhabitants of Gaza. If you characterize their existence as, at best, slow death, and the U.S. taxpayer is
paying for it.
Is paying for it, and Congress wants to approve more money for it. In a way, that's what frightens me as a U.S. citizen. Are they going to do it to me?
Right, you know, if they're willing to do it to
them. If they're willing to do it to a whole society.
Yep. Yeah. And, yeah, they might. They might be. So, yes, absolutely. There's no question. Gaza is a giant open-air prison, and in which people, you know, as one woman said,
they have no hope of survival.
Yeah. You know, they can kill us quickly or they can kill us slowly. It doesn't make that much difference. Yeah. And, yeah, I think there's no question about it. And
they haven't been broken yet.
No. No, people are amazing.
But you can see, clearly that's the idea.
Yeah.
Clearly that's
people
it.
Are strong. People are...
Yeah.
They have a key at the counter. Yeah.
Anyway, I relate to that. And one of the things that frightens me the most, actually, is that you won't hear about this on the standard media.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
I know. One of the things that's changed, though, is we have access to a lot more information than we used to through the Internet.
And through my station.
And through your station, absolutely.
And there are a couple of others that are doing it, but it's...
Yeah. Yeah, and thank God for them because, you know, without them we wouldn't know anything. Absolutely. No, I'm a long-time donor to my local radio station, KPFA.